WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, your emotional well-being. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly juggling life's demands without a moment for yourself? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in and it feels like everything is just piling up? Well, guess what? Taking care of your emotions isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for a happy, balanced life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try running a car on empty, right? So why treat your emotional tank any differently? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your emotional well-being. First up, recognize your emotions. This sounds simple, but often we're so caught up in the whirlwind of daily life that we just push feelings aside. We tell ourselves, "I don't have time for this," or "it's not a big deal." But ignoring your emotions doesn't make them disappear. It just makes them fester and potentially explode later on. So, take a moment to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Sad? Anxious? Frustrated? Naming your emotions is the first step towards understanding and managing them. Next, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks or imperfections, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, you're human, and humans are messy. Embrace those imperfections. They make you unique. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment. When you're constantly thinking about the past or worrying about the future, you miss out on the beauty of the present. Try incorporating mindfulness practices into your day, like taking a few minutes to meditate, focusing on your breath, or simply paying attention to the sensations around you. Number 4. Set healthy boundaries. You have the right to protect your emotional energy. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't. Align with your values. This might mean setting limits on social media, saying no to extra commitments, or even ending relationships that are toxic. Remember, your time and energy are precious. Invest them wisely. And finally, make time for joy. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Find activities that bring you happiness, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, listening to music, or just taking a walk in nature. Make these joyful moments a regular part of your routine. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly stressed, juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social obligations. She felt overwhelmed and exhausted, pushing herself to the limit day after day. One day, she realized something had to change. So, she started implementing some of these tips. She began practicing mindfulness through short meditation sessions each morning, set boundaries by declining extra projects at work, and made time for activities that brought her joy, painting and hiking with her dog. Slowly but surely, Sarah felt the difference. The constant stress started to dissipate, replaced by a sense of calm and well-being. She realized that prioritizing her emotional health wasn't just about taking care of herself. It was essential for her overall success and happiness. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? First and foremost, remember that your emotional well-being matters. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Practice self-awareness, be kind to yourself, embrace mindfulness, set healthy boundaries, and make time for joy. Those simple steps can have a profound impact on your life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you could prioritize your emotional health today. Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to meditate before starting your day, saying no to an extra commitment that drains your energy, or planning a fun activity for the weekend. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all in it together. Until next time, keep switching up those disciplines and remember to prioritize your well-being.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.